Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Freeman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mark Freeman. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ashburn scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive towards the mound. Burdett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bausch hits a line drive beyond second. Cottier can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Altman reaches second base with a double. Bausch goes all the way around to score. Altman moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp bunts between the mound and first base. Burdett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tapp for the out. Altman scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotter hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burdett moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Burdett. Bruton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bausch hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey J now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tapp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive beyond short. Banks can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Wes Covington pinch hits for Chuck Cotter. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Shandianst now playing second base. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tapp hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Joey J. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Cubs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Cubs. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Milwaukee Braves, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.